First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. You must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Week 9 of the NFL season on tap. As always, we're joined by Cousin Sal from Jimmy Kimmel Live. We're going to guess the Lions for Week 9. Sal, what's happening?
Bill, what's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm really titillated for the start of the NBA season.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. You suckered everyone into joining this fantasy league. You know, no one knows more about the... I hate to compliment you, but no one knows more about the NBA than you do. And
thank you.
For us to organize this fantasy league, an auction, no less, which is foreign to most of us. I mean, it's like Phil Hellmuth asking me to play one-on-one poker Texas Hold'em.
I wasn't going to do it. And then you guys kept badgering me, and Damashek was badgering me, and Hench was badgering me. So I'm giving the people what they want.
No, it's going to be fun. And you've covered this, but the only sad thing is after 3 weeks, we know exactly who's making the playoffs and whatever. But,
yeah. Yeah, and there's no real way to solve that.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a couple things I wanted to discuss before we get to the Lions. First of all, you and I had a friend in Vegas place a couple of bets for us.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
The
or
first one.
Massapequa, New York, whatever, yeah, or Vegas, yeah.
Chris Paul, 6-5 odds to win the assist title. I talked you into this. I thought it was a lock.
Yeah. Now, this is total assists, right?
I know. I think it's highest average.
Really? And then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to matter. Yeah.
Well, but what if he plays one game and has, three or whatever,
Its highest average has to qualify for the title. The NBA has, official rules on
That's
how
right.
you qualify.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I just think Nash's stats are going to go down because they're not running anymore. Darren Williams is starting out the year hurt.
Yeah.
Calderon, I guess, is a dark horse at 10-1, but, I think Chris Paul could average 12 assists again this year.
Yeah.
Best
I know
bet.
He bowled with my cousin last year and didn't do well, so anything outside of that, I'll take him.
And then the other bet we have, a little exciting, was Dwayne Wade. Will he do at least within 3 points of Kobe's points per game? So if he comes within 2.9 points per game of Kobe, we win.
We like that, huh? That's another. But let me ask you, Miami, now I know they got Beasley and everything, but how many wins did they have last year?
Not a lot. They had the number one seed in the ladder.
Yeah, I know they had the first, was it 22? Does that sound right?
No, they had less than that. I think they had like 17? 13 or 14. But they got rid of everybody. They benched everybody in the team in the last 2 months.
I think their over-under was something crazy this year. Like I might be wrong, but I think it was high 20s or low 30s.
So. No, it was higher than that. I think it was 37.
Wow. All right. See, I don't know anything. See, I know football. Yeah. I don't even know that.
All right. Well, let's get to football.
All right. Well, let me just start by saying this is a sad batch of early Sunday games. I mean, there's one game I'm looking forward to, and that's it. But
are there byes this week?
Yeah, there's byes this week, and then next week's the last week for byes. Carolina, New Orleans, San Diego, and San Fran are off. And
unfortunately, San Diego's bye week started about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
They should stay in England. Tampa Bay at Kansas City is what we start off with.
Oh. Kansas City, a little bit of friskiness last week.
Mm-hmm.
Covering that 14-point spread. What'd you think of Tampa against your team?
I think they should secede from the NFL for losing that game. I mean, that was pathetic. But you know what I was thinking? Like, have they ever, ever had a big play guy ever in the history of the Buccaneers? Ever.
It's funny because they keep trying to get big play guys.
Yeah.
I mean, most famously, Alvin Harper.
Yeah.
I guess Warwick Dunn would be their biggest big play guy.
Oh.
For a receiver, though, I can't think of one.
That is pathetic. That's years of a franchise, and 30, 40 years, whatever. That's bad. Like Warren Sapp's their best player.
33 years. Well, they thought Michael Clayton might be that guy, and he wasn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe
turned out to be a good move.
Time.
I'm going to say it's at Kansas City.
At Kansas City.
I kind of like this matchup for the Chiefs. I thought they weren't terrible last week. I'm going to say Tampa by 7.
You're good, but this, it's 7.5. I said 5, so you get the first one. By the way, you're leading in weeks. You're leading 4-3, and we had a tie 1 week.
Not only that, but I'm beating the sports guy on my picks, and I'm 9 games over .500.
Really?
It's really been a banner resurgence for me.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's almost like you.
You
watch the games and she doesn't.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm following the sport.
All right, Arizona at St. Louis.
Oh, man, you know, I watched that Arizona game on TiVo after I left your house. They talk about giving it away.
Yeah, they did.
They really gave it away. They should have won that game. I can't believe they lost that game. I'm still sold on Arizona. Not as sold on St. Louis, obviously. So I'm going to say Arizona by 3.
Oh, man. All right, you hit it exactly. I know there's some English majors are listening to this, so
yeah.
I usually say you hit it exact, but you hit it exactly. I said 6, but it is 3. Weren't we talking about St. Louis being the worst team in football like a week and a half ago, and now the division leader's only giving them 3?
They played 3 good games in a row.
Yeah, no, they did.
Yeah, we had a reader email over the weekend, very upset that you keep saying saying you hit it exact. He mm-hmm. said that's not grammatically correct. You're a member of the Writers Guild. You should know better.
Right. No, he's right. He's
yeah.
right.
Okay.
I'm gonna curse him out. I'm going to outline it, but I need to make sure it's grammatically correct before I go
right.
off on him. All right. Baltimore, Cleveland.
What do we make of this Browns team?
Cat, listen to you. You've
I know. I'm in such
now.
NBA mode. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I think our friend Brad calls Romeo Crennel Chromio.
Chromio, it fits.
Which makes him sound even worse than he is, if that's possible. And I watched that game. He tried and tried and tried.
Oh, he did his best. I was texting you. I was home for that game. He really did his best to try to lose the game and couldn't pull it off. But
I think if he puts his mind to it, he could do it this week. I think the Ravens are coming on. And they could, you know, they're a game behind the Steelers, and they still play them in Baltimore.
I think the Browns will underachieve, and it's too bad. They just coaching matters in the NFL, and mm-hmm. he's going to cost them 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
What was the matchup again?
Baltimore at Cleveland.
Mm. You know what? I don't trust Flacco yet against a decent defense in a loud stadium.
Mm.
I just don't think he has it in him. I'm going to go with the Browns by 1.5.
All right, you get that too. You've hit 3 in a row. I thought it would be higher. I thought it would be 3, but it's 1.
Yeah.
We're closer with one.
Baltimore's D gets some respect. I got to say Derek Anderson really doesn't look that good. Like
they're
winning games and he has really nothing to do with it and plays terribly each week.
Yeah, Edwards doesn't figure in. Like that's certainly a hookup that's not there anymore.
Yeah, and Edwards just drops any pass that he happens to throw that hits him in the arms.
Yeah.
Why don't they go with Brady Quinn? I mean, they like that guy so much. I don't understand why they don't just switch.
They had it shot a couple of games ago, and then Cleveland pulled it out against a terrible team. I can't remember what happened, but
he's so handsome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy. As Uncle Frank was a good-looking guy. I mean, he should definitely get at least a whirl at it just because he's so handsome.
Yeah. All right. Green Bay at Tennessee.
Oh, you believe in my Titans now, don't you?
This is the best. This is the game of the morning, at least, the early Sunday games.
I've been riding the Titans.
You love them.
I mean, literally riding.
Yeah, but
I'm
no
like
one
Ronnie Turcotte.
Wait a minute. You didn't ride them so. Should I read the text you sent me last night?
Well, I was very upset. I made a series of – I basically bet every scenario that they would win by more than 14 points,
yeah.
and it paid off like between 10 or 15-1 odds. That hurt. I'm not going to lie. Last night, the garbage TD.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you had the Colts, and that's why you
– No, I had Tennessee.
Right. I know you had all those weird win by 14 or more, 14 or
yeah.
17, 18.
I had it. They were up 17. I was in. And
oh,
then,
right. Okay.
And the Colts drove down, and they
– Now
me.
I understand.
I hate the Colts.
Yeah.
That's fifth time in seven games that they were down by more than 2 scores.
Yeah. You're going to hate them this week when they thrash your Patriots, too.
They probably will. I'm going to say not sold on that Green Bay team even after last week. I'm going to say Tennessee by 6.
We split this because I said 5 and it's 5.5, or at least opened at 5.5.
Ooh, it's in that we don't know range.
Yeah. I like the road dog. I do.
Well, at some point, Tennessee's got to lose. And this would be a nice spot for them maybe to have a little bit of a letdown game.
Short week. Green Bay had a bye last week,
yeah.
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
When did
Green Bay look good? 2 weeks ago? They just played a good game. They beat the hell out of Indy. That's what I was thinking.
That's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
yeah. Houston at Minnesota.
You know, one last thing on Tennessee. You watch them. And it seems like their offense should be stoppable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every time they complete a 12-yard pass, it's like mildly surprising.
Well, why don't you do a 3,000-word essay on their offensive line? Oh, no, Peter King did that already.
Oh, he did? Oh, damn it. That would have been a great lead. What was this game?
Houston at Minnesota.
Oh.
I know. That's exactly what I said. Ugh.
So somebody's season is over after this game.
Yeah. And it's weird looking at this line and seeing that Houston's not a double-digit favorite. I'm not used to that.
Right.
The last 2 weeks.
I continue to be sold on him. I'm going to say Minnesota by 4.
Wow. All right. It was 4.5. I said 6. So you've hit 5 if we count the tie, and I have 1.
I love the Texans
way
this
ahead.
Week. Thank you.
It's really like Matt Schaub is unstoppable since Sage Rosenfeld tried to ruin the franchise a few weeks back. What was that against? Miami? No, that wasn't.
Yeah, the cover that wasn't a cover.
Yeah.
You know, though, they really had a fluky. I tried to point this out after week 3. They had really the weirdest scheduling quirk ever because of that hurricane. They started out with 3 straight road games, and then they lost the 4th game, but still they had another 3 home games coming up. It was weird.
Yeah. Well, if you believe in the slate and then you like Schaub, Andre Johnson is one of the top 4 or 5 receivers in the league. And their defense plays good.
They got some stuff going. And I think Mary Williams has turned into He did that draft over again. He goes first, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing.
Jets at the Bills.
Bills were exposed last week.
I have no interest in this game. I don't know why. I know the two teams, 5-2 and 4-3.
They stink. Both teams stink. The Jets are 4-3? Yeah, you're right.
Jets are 4-3.
That's
who do you start rooting for as a Patriots fan this game? I guess
whatever.
The Jets.
We're going to lose in the first round, whatever.
I'm glad you said that softly, but.
Jets at Bills.
Yeah.
Bills by 6.
You hit it on the nose. I said 4.5.
I'm on
wow,
fire.
Wow, you're on fire.
I've turned into a savant. I'm not going to lie. 2008 has been my year.
I'll look back. I don't think anyone's ever hit 6 in a row before. All right, maybe we should end now. What do we have to go through these rests? Jacksonville at Cincinnati.
The Jags don't have it. I think that if they had it, they would have won last week. I think we can cross them off.
For whatever reason, they just don't have it. The matchup. Jags at Cincinnati.
No, I know. I'm just saying, long term, I thought the Jags were still going to be heard from, and after last week, I wrote them off. You got to win that game.
So the Jags and Colts both don't make the playoffs?
You're writing them off. I think we have to.
And the Chargers or Broncos only one.
Although, on the other hand, it's a weird season, and it's not November yet, so it's probably not a wise idea to write anybody off. But I was really disappointed in the Jags. I just think you got to. They haven't blown anybody out all season. I don't think they've won a game by 7 points.
They should have taken care of business there, for sure.
Yeah, so definitely this should be a week where they take care of business. But Cincinnati's not going to go 0-16. They got to win one of these weeks. I'm going to say Jacksonville by 8.
You get that one too, right? Or do we split? Oh, we split it. It's 7.5, and I said 7.
Ah. Oh. So, what a run. The crowd's applauding right now for that run I just had. Yeah.
By the way, is Marvin Lewis... Is he George Costanza and that he just can't get fired no matter what he tries? Pete Rose, Cincinnati's favorite son, must be like, what is going on here? If anyone's betting on games, it's Marvin Lewis. This is a terrible team.
I had I think in like 2003, right before they fired Jim Haslett, I was making jokes about things Jim Haslett, like, first of all, how is he not fired, but things he would have to do maybe to force their hand, like, show up for the game not wearing pants, like stuff like that. I think Lewis is at that point.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like betting on the other team, then announcing in the press conference. But
all right, Detroit at Chicago.
That's another terrible game. So really, the only good game this week is Green Bay, Tennessee, so far.
For the early ones, I thought. Unless you're
and Houston, Minnesota is mildly interesting. Like, what was this last one?
Detroit at Chicago.
Ooh. I'm going to say Bears by, the line should be like 8.5, but I think they're going to bump it up a little bit and put it at 10.5.
Yes, I get this one. I said 11, and it's 12.5.
All right, well, they really bumped it up.
Let me ask you this.
That's too high.
I'm in a suicide pool. People know what that is, like an eliminator pool where you can pick one team and you can't use them again. And there were 2,000 people to start, and there are 180 left.
Ooh.
And everyone has the Bears left, and I just think there's no – well, I'll tip my hand a little. There's no spread close to this. Do I go with the Bears, or do I try to duck the curve here and take someone else and hope the Bears lose?
The Bears aren't going to lose to Dan Orlovsky.
They can't lose this game, you're right.
They're not going to lose. You got to take them. You just got to take the best pick every week.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Miami at Denver. These are the late afternoon games.
I like Miami, and I don't even know what the line is. God, Denver's D is just so awful. They are just terrible. I'm going to say Denver by 4.5.
Yeah. You know, you get it, because I thought it'd be Denver by 6, but it's 3.5.
Yeah.
You like Miami, and Vegas loves Miami.
Yeah, well, Denver's defense is, they have the worst defense in the league.
But this is, I mean, they had a week off. They were embarrassed by the Patriots. So, Shanahan, don't they come out and do something against this Dolphins team?
I think the number one sign for a terrible defense is when you have the safety who gets dragged like 5 yards.
Yeah.
By the running back or whatever, and they have like 3 of those guys in their secondary.
Yeah, that's true.
They stink.
That's true. All right. Oh, boy. Cowboys at the Giants.
Oh, no.
I have no... I mean, we're 5-4 heading to the bye. I'm not even going to get mad once during this game. I promise you.
I would take the over on whatever the over under is for that.
How about the over 13.5 sacks on Brad Johnson?
I don't think they can start him this week. I just don't... He can't move. I don't see... How you can start a guy who can't move against the Giants front seven.
I want to see Bollinger, like, at least in the first quarter or something, see him in there, or Pelor or Hogemum, somebody, just someone who can run. I mean, honestly, last week, forget about just that he's going to get sacked. His pass is Brad Johnson. I watched the whole game twice. I watched, and the refs were scratching their heads because they wanted to call pass interference on some throws, but they're like, God, that pass almost hit Jerry Jones in the skybox. That's uncatchable.
Yeah.
We can't. This is terrible.
Yeah, and the really sad part is that the accuracy was what kept him in the league for like 15 years.
Yeah, and
that was really the only thing he could do, is you knew he was going to deliver the ball in the right spot, and now he can't even do that. So why is he in the league?
For the most part, you're throwing slant routes and like having you practice with these guys. Like the ball's off by 6 feet.
What is this, in Dallas or New York?
It's in New York.
Oh, this is really trouble for you.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a blowout. I'm going to say... Let's say Giants by 6.5.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. I said 8, and it's 7.5.
I was off by a point.
I got that. Oh, yeah, I guess so. I had it 8. Yeah.
Wasn't that bad of a pick.
Yeah. But,
what's
I mean,
the score right now?
The Giants are winning this game. Maybe that's my suicide pick right there.
What's the score between us?
It is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Don't cheat.
8-4 with ties included, and there are 4 left.
I'll tell you one thing. I will be teasing the Giants next week with somebody.
Yeah, why not?
Because whether it's Brad Johnson or Brooks Bollinger, if either of those guys win in Giants Stadium, I think that's the upset of the year so far.
I don't see it. Like, I guess Manning is due for a couple of picks or something if the defense steps up, and it did last week. I will say that. But how do we score?
I went over to Jimmy's last Sunday, and we had Dallas Tampa on the main screen. I'd like to thank you for that 3 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, come on.
It was so much fun.
What did you want to watch?
So much fun watching those Brad Johnson passes bounce around.
the patch squeak by the Rams, was that better?
I think we missed the boat on Carolina, Arizona. That was a fantastic game.
I guess so.
And we had a lot of fantasy guys in there. But, you know, that's your team. I support the decision. I'm just saying it was an awful game and I hated it.
All right. Well, Philly at Seattle is next.
Who is this Weaver? Who is Weaver who had 2 long TDs last week? I'd like to think I knew everybody in the football, National Football League.
Oh, yeah.
Weaver ran amok.
Yeah.
Philly has proven that they beat up on bad teams. So even if this game is Seattle, I'm going to say Philly by 7.
You hit that on the nose, yeah. 7. This is a lousy game, but at least finally we get to see that Mike Holmgren and Andy Reid are not the same person.
Now, Andy Reid is now a much fatter Mike Holmgren.
He is obese by NFL coach standards.
Yeah, we had an argument about this last week, and one of our friends pointed out that He's obese by NFL standards, but by college standards, not obese.
That's right. As long
there's
as,
much fatter guys in college.
As long as Mangino for Kansas is still alive, he's off the hook.
Which is a week-by-week thing.
We'll check in. Atlanta at Oakland.
Holy mackerel. These games are just terrible.
I know.
I like Atlanta. I thought they showed some fight last week, and I really would have covered if Westbrook didn't break the clincher right at the end there. I think I like Atlanta more than Vegas does, though. I'm gonna say pick 'em.
No, it's the same as it was when Jets visited Oakland. I said it was the actual spread is Atlanta by 3. I thought it would be Atlanta by 2. So
that's fair. I think that should have been a pick 'em though.
Let me just say, if DeMarcus Russell has any self-respect, he won't let Matt Ryan show him up. I mean, it's pathetic. It's also pathetic that I like the Raiders a little bit again.
I think they've emerged as a half decent home team.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably won't get blown out. All
right,
hey,
do I start Darren McFadden this year?
Oh, will you?
Yeah. There's how many weeks left? Six. Six? Yeah. Five.
Well,
no,
there's
5 weeks left.
Five in our regular season.
5 fantasy weeks left. Do I start him? Could I go through the whole year without once starting my fourth round pick?
Who's I think Al Davis is saying the same thing. Do I start Darren McFadden the rest of the year? Yeah, that's interesting. I have the same thing with Maroney, which is a resounding no.
Yeah,
right,
but I would have rather had Maroney and had him get hurt. I think this is worse. This was just a terrible pick. The guy's healthy and doesn't play.
I guess.
One of my worst picks ever.
No, don't start him. Don't start him.
Okay.
What a mess. Well, here's why the day games are bad, because the good teams are playing at night or off. New England and Indy, Sunday night.
That game means more to Indy.
It sure does. This is their Super Bowl, right?
There's a lot of reasons why they need this game. I'm sure they're going to, for the whole week, they're going to be running the Dynasty is Dead stories.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, it's the Pats. And on top of that, if they lose, they're 3-5. They're pretty much out of it at that point.
Yeah. Every week we say they're pretty much out of it, but really this is it.
Yeah, you get to 6 losses before November. They're 3-4. You get to 5 losses before November. That's pretty tough.
And they have a tough schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah, and they're.
But I do say 9-7 gets a wild card in the AFC.
Interesting.
I think so.
I think 9-7 will be a playoff team, but it will be the AFC West division winner, and possibly even 8-8.
Oh yeah, yeah, they'd be lucky to be 9-7. Yeah.
I'm gonna say Indy by 6.
All right, you're closer. I thought it was 3.5, and it's 5.5. I like that too. I like the Colts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I haven't felt this bad about a Pats team in a while.
Yeah, but you could also be 9-7 or 10-6 and win the division. Right?
Oh, we'll make the playoffs. I just don't feel good about January.
All right, Pittsburgh at Washington, and I hit this one exactly. Not that it matters. You're going to win and run your record to 5-3-1 after 9 weeks. But Pitt at Washington. Skins are not that impressive lately. They lose to the Rams. They squeak by Cleveland and Detroit.
Well, what do they have? Five wins by like 25 points?
Yeah, that's what
something
it is.
Something like that? They haven't beaten anybody by more than 8?
Mm-hmm. But it's also a bad matchup for Roethlisberger, who runs wild all game. That offensive line is just non-existent.
Before I make this pick, you have 2 minutes, right?
Sure.
Let's talk about our friend Damashek. I mean, I take heat for being a homer.
Yeah.
Damashek last week... arguing that 7, as he calls Roethlisberger, because apparently he's crossed the line where we can just identify him by a jersey number. He's 7 in Damashek's twisted world.
He crossed that line when they handed him the jersey at the draft, right? That's
right.
When he started calling 7.
Because clearly there's never been a more famous 7 than Ben Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh Steelers 25-year-old quarterback. Mickey Mantle is, who is he? So anyway, Damashek, before this game last week when Roethlisberger really crapped the bed, is making the, he's definitely the MVP. Oh, who is a better candidate than 7?
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's doing that whole thing. And none of us even really knew how to react.
I know. I didn't hear that one.
You didn't hear that one?
I thought that was shtick. He was being serious?
No, he was being dead serious. He really legitimately believed that Seven was the MVP. He had held the team together, all the injuries. He just played out of his mind, magnificent, et cetera, et cetera. And then he threw four interceptions.
Out of his mind is right. That's that's bad. I don't see him. Is he in the top five in the AFC? Well, I guess in a year that LT isn't doing anything and Peyton Manning has fallen off.
Yeah, I think going into that game last week, you would have made a case maybe top five AFC. But after last week, I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's a rough call.
I don't think he's so. Hey, Damashek, really? You're on his podcast Friday, right?
Yeah, I'll take him to task on a Friday. I mean, Lendell White has 10 touchdowns and 47 yards rushing for the year. I think that's the MVP.
By the way, that reminds me. If you enjoy the BS report, I also think you would enjoy Damashek's podcast, which you can find on our Pod Center main page. And even though he's an idiot, it's a very good podcast.
That is the nicest endorsement I've heard of Damashek.
So it's Pittsburgh at Washington
Monday night.
I'm going to say Washington by 3.
You got it. You got it exact. How do you like that?
Exact.
Brad from wherever,ville 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to 11-6, you're the winner.
Hold, can you hold on 1 second? I got to pour some water on myself. I'm on fire right now.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Thank you. All right, that feels good. That's much better. Hey,
Well, the good news is I'm going to spend the next 3 hours deciding if I need to bid $16 or $18 on Danny Granger.
Yeah, we have our auction draft tonight. Hey, one more thing. I thought, just for the hell of it, I thought we'd plug Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, let's do that.
So on Friday nights.
Yeah.
This has only been 2 weeks running, but it is my favorite bit in the history of the show, and I hope it continues. So you guys, Kimmel very shrewdly realized that people just fast-forward over commercials on TiVo.
Uh-huh.
So now you guys do these live commercials that have been a huge success. You sold out for next year, made like $7 million or something. And on Friday, you've been doing these Klondike live ads.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, Jimmy said, what we do for a Klondike bar, and well, explain what you did.
Well, I ran, and Jimmy said, would you pour milk on a coworker's head? And I said, of course I would. And then we go to a pre-taped element of me pouring milk on our friend Rick Rosner's head, another writer. And he doesn't know it's coming, and he flips out and everything. And I have a big gash in my arm as a result. But
he got really mad, it seemed like.
He gets mad and was even angrier when he found out he didn't get paid for the stunt. and then I come back to studio, and Jimmy tosses me a Klondike bar, and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
And, so then last week we did another Klondike spot, and he said, what would you do for a Klondike bar? He said, would you play cymbals in Rick's ears? So I come up from behind Rick, and I play the cymbals, and then top
you
it off.
You bash the cymbals together.
Right, exactly. So that stuns him, and then I finish him off with more milk to the head.
Right.
And Rick has spent about $60 or $70 on plugs in his hair, so and he claims that this is ruining his already disgusting hair. But
Rick was one of the writers from when the show got created, and when I was thinking about leaving, it was really – the thought of not having Rick in my life on a daily basis was really one of the saddest things because he's, you know, you will never ever meet a stranger human being ever. He's brilliant. He's like a genius IQ.
Yeah.
He has the worst hair plugs I've ever seen in my life.
He's the single
cheapest person I've ever met ever.
Mm-hmm.
He will eat any food or drink anything, no matter what time of day, how long it's been sitting, if he has to pull it out of a garbage can. There's just a lot going on with Rick.
He has a big toe that's about five times the size of a normal man's toe.
Right.
He went to high school 3 times.
Yeah.
There's a documentary out on him. It's called
I should have him on my podcast. It's by Errol Morris. Yeah, Errol Morris did a whole show about him.
One in a million something.
He has no problem being naked. He works on his own time, even though he makes more than enough money from Jimmy's show. He was working as a bouncer at some random bar in Hollywood on Thursday nights just because he liked the action.
Yeah. He's an absolute man.
By the way, these are only like 10 of the 5,000 things that make Rick weird. So anyway, when you're torturing him on the show, he was like 80% really mad, but then you could see the 20% because he's so cheap, he thought he might be able to get paid because he was inadvertently on.
Right.
And now that turned out he's not getting paid, so now he's just going to be 100% mad every time this happens.
Right. But we made it up to him a little bit because we're, you know, I do a trick-or-treating hidden camera bit every year, and we're going to do it from his house this year. So I think he gets like $400.
Oh, no, he gets a location fee.
Oh, you know what? He might not even get that, but I think the wife may have sex with him or something. He explained it in a weird way, but he thinks it's exciting for to hold it at his house.
Might have sex with him?
He says they haven't had sex since the baby was born, and the baby is 11 now. Really, like every week we should present a weird weird fact about Rick.
That's true. Hey,
well, and 2040.
Unfortunately, we can't delve into how they've accommodated their sex life, but let's just right. say it's been disturbing. I think my single favorite Rick story was when Carolla used him online to help him buy big-breasted porn.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick ended up somehow getting some sort of a finder's fee. So when the DVDs arrived, he ordered himself one, and like Adam was okay with it. It was Rick's commission for ordering him $200 worth of big-breasted DVDs.
I think we need to find new friends is the bottom line here.
Yeah. Rick's the best. So anyway, you will be torturing him this week on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, we're
going
to figure something else out, but
Friday
he's getting savvy to it, yeah.
Does the degree of difficulty increase when he knows it's coming?
I think so, only because he has to kind of see the camera at least for a second. And, you know, he's sitting in a certain way where he can see the door now from where his desk is. So, yeah, it's...
Why can't you shoot that with, like, digital handy cams or something?
Because we need the audio guy there and everything. It's a whole production.
Yeah.
And the Klondike only asks for the best. So.
Well, Klondike's got to be delighted.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, seriously, I think this could end up being its own series of ads of just you torturing this crazed human being, Rick
yeah.
Rosner. Anyway, good luck with that. And
right,
I'm sorry I kicked your butt this week.
Yeah. See you at the draft.
Okay.
All right.
Target the
Whoa. Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Podcenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.